At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Magic 106.7. The big game, the Super Bowl, of course, is this weekend. It's been many, many, many months since the Patriots were even considered to be in the same sentence as the Super Bowl. Bobby Smith is our colleague from Philadelphia. Joins us from B101 in Philadelphia, where he does afternoons. Bobby, is it an exciting time in Philadelphia? I imagine it is.
First of all, go Birds. That's the authentic Philly greeting. That's our hello and goodbye. It's like the mahalo of the Philly area. So yeah. Go Birds. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's like that viral video from years ago where the little boy asks, is this real life? That's how we feel right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? I didn't realize until, like, I don't know, 5 minutes ago that the last time you guys won, well, the first time you won a Super Bowl was against the Patriots, right?
Absolutely. Super Bowl 52, Brandon Graham with that wonderful strip sack at the end of the game. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We have ours from 2001, too. We know it. We know. Yeah.
But we're talking to the right guy. I was doing a little creeping on your Instagram page. You go back. I mean, you're a big sports guy, but you're a big Eagles guy. This, I mean, it just must be a magical time for you and the entire city.
It is. It's incredible. I don't know, nerve-wracking, of course. I mean, you guys know how that is. You guys had so many ridiculous appearances in the Super Bowl. I mean, come on.
I know.
And we're at that feeling now with the Chiefs, right? Like, okay, enough.
Yeah, enough. I know. No, I know. So what's the energy like in Philly right now? I mean, what's going on with, like, restaurants or the city? I mean, what's happening now when you got just a couple days to go before the game?
The entire city is green. Mm. Every single light in the city is green. It's been that way for several weeks. The excitement is unbelievable. We also have, our mayor has a little problem. She couldn't even spell Eagles when she was doing a pep rally.
Oh, my God, that's so
a bad
funny.
Look.
Yes, but hey, sometimes it's difficult for our elected officials to do important things like spell or govern. So, you know, it's tough. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it worked. That was great. I think we need another politician here to misspell Eagles before Sunday so we can feel like we're ready to go.
Bobby, do you go to a lot of the games during the season?
Absolutely. I'm one of those crazy ones you see on TV that's tailgating in those parking lots.
Oh.
You know, going to the game and having a blast. And, I can't wait for Sunday.
I bet you're so excited. Oh, God, I remember that feeling.
I know.
What's the food
like?
Well,
I got to ask you guys a question.
Oh, yeah. God.
Are you rooting for the Eagles this Sunday?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say, of course we are.
Yes.
I have a Pat the Patriot tattoo on my leg, and I actually use the hashtag Fly Eagles Fly on one of my pictures because I am so sick and tired of Kansas City.
Yeah.
I would be rooting and all about the Patriots 100%. I'd even paint like a Patriots logo on my house if they were in the Super Bowl and they were playing the Dallas Cowboys. Believe me.
Wow. There's that whole, I just want the team that beat my team to lose, you know, thing, I think. But not in this case. I think everybody is behind you guys to.
Well, actually, I think more people are rooting for both teams to lose. But I think that since that can't happen, we actually, people are rooting for the Eagles, which feels good to me.
Yeah.
Will you go to a party? Will you watch it at a sports bar? What are you going to do?
So I will be at home. I find it so important and amazing and like just memorable to watch it with my father. So I was able to do that with Super Bowl 52.
That's great.
And, you know, watch tears come down his face seeing the Eagles finally win the Super Bowl. So I'll be doing that again. I'll be with Dad and with the family all up watching the game.
Yeah. Is Dad from Philly and a lifelong resident and a lifelong fan?
Absolutely. I would not have this love for my Eagles and all my Philly sports teams if it weren't for growing up here and my dad. Absolutely.
Just amazing.
I just want to ask one quick thing. When you're watching the game, is there a special Philly snack or a food that you guys have to have?
We might be a little superstitious. My nephew has to turn on a lamp at the house. We won't even turn the game on if that light is on. We won't eat until halftime, so it's usually like a Philly cheesesteak, of course, or some kind of our favorite pizza place. But yeah, we have a little bit of superstitions. We're all wearing the same exact outfits we've been wearing every single game in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They may or may not have been washed.
I love this so much because we all do it. I love it.
One more question about watching the game, Bobby, with you and Dad and whoever else is there. Is it everybody quiet during the commercials? No talk. Maybe you can talk only during the commercials, but quiet when the game's on. You're going to watch the halftime show. What about it?
Well, I will tell you, we don't invite my one sister to the game because she never stops talking. So there you go. There's the answer.
You can't have the talker. You can't. It's just, it ruins
the
whole thing.
She's been banned. Wow.
Yes, she's banned. She just sits there and, no, Allison, we're watching the game.
Yeah.